Monday, third week, ordinary time 2. The reading from the second book of Samuel, chapter 5, verse 1 to 7 and 10. Gospel according to Mark, chapter 3, verses 22 to 30. The first reading. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said, "Behold, we are your bone and flesh. In time past, when Saul was king over us, it was you that led out and brought in Israel. And the Lord said to you, 'You shall be shepherd of my people Israel, and you shall be prince over Israel.' So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old, and when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. At Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And at Jerusalem, he reigned over all Israel and Judah 33 years. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, who said to David, 'You will not come in here, but the plant and the lame will wise you up,' thinking, 'David cannot come in here.' Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is the city of David, and David became greater and greater, for the Lord, the God of hosts, was with him." Gospel according to Mark, chapter 3, verse 22 to 30. And the scribe who came down from Jerusalem said, "He put there by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons, he cut out the demons. And he called them to him and said to them in parable, 'How can Satan cut out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods, unless he first buy the strong man. Then indeed, he may plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the sons of men, and whatever blasphemy they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never had forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they have said, 'He had an unclean spirit.'" Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Jesus come to destroy sin and all the devil works. In the journey to search for the truth, one needs to have an open mind, a sound reason, and obedience to the Holy Spirit guidance. The dangerous enemies of the truth are one stubborn attitude, pride, laziness, and greed. The bad habits might lead people to backbiting, ridiculing, and persecuting the righteous. Today, reading concentrates on the need to recognize and to follow the truth. In the third reading, all the tribes of the Israel recognized David's good works and came to him at Hebron to ask him to become their king. David's reign is considered as the most glorious reign of the Israel because he united all the 12 tribes and its territory expanded fastest. In the gospel, Jesus came to destroy sin and to repair people to receive God's salvation. But out of jealousy, the scribes accused Jesus being possessed by Beelzebub. And by the prince of demons, he cast out the demons. Jesus saw the fullness of the accusations. Second analysis. First reading. David became greater and greater, for the Lord, the God of hosts, was with him. First point. All Israel's tribes crowned David as their king. One of the reasons that threatens the unity of a community is pride. This pride can be from an individual, a tribe, or a nation. In the Israel history, many times the unity was threatened by this reason. For example, right after King Saul had died, the fighting between the north and the south happened. After Solomon's reign, the nation is divided in two. The northern kingdom is called Israel, and its capital is at Samaria. The southern kingdom is called Judah, and its capital is at Jerusalem. David belonged to the southern tribe and might be insulted by the northern tribe. The fact that God chose David from a tiny town of Judah to be the king of Israel might cause jealousy from the northern tribe. But in today's passage, this jealousy didn't happen because all the tribes recognized what David had done for them. They came to David at Hebron and made their petition. Behold, we are your bone and flesh. In time past, when Saul was king over, it was you that led out and brought in Israel. And the Lord said to you, you shall be shepherd of my people Israel, for you shall be prince over Israel. When the Israelites' elder discarded all reasons that threatened the unity, such as pride, jealousy, and laziness, they recognized that all of them are citizens of one nation. All are from one bone and flesh. This unity had an incredible power to develop, to build, and to protect their nation. After all the elders of Israel came to Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. At Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and at Jerusalem, he reigned over all Israel and Judah 33 years. Second point. King David took Jerusalem city and established it at the Israel capital. Jerusalem is the important center of the Israelites, both politically and religiously. The future temple shall be built here, and Jerusalem shall become the place to unite all nations of the earth. Jerusalem is on the top of Mount Zion, about 2,015 feet above the sea level. Very hard to be conquered because attackers must climb to the top of the mountain. They shall get killed before they can reach to the top. This is the reason when the King David and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites. The inhabitants of the land said to David, "You will not come in here, but the blind and the lame will wash you off." Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. He made it as his city, and David became greater and greater, for the Lord, the God of hosts, was with him. The Gospel. Jesus is much stronger than Satan. Today's passage of Mark continues the event that Jesus was seized by his relatives because they thought he was out of his mind. We mentioned the reason why Jesus spent all of his time to educate and to heal people to the point that he had no time to eat. It's because he loved people so much. The spies in today's report came from Jerusalem. They might hear the report from the local scribe, and they condemned him of cheating. He put dead by Beelzebub, and by the prince of demons, he cast out the demons. Third point, Jesus answered their two accusations. First, being put dead by Beelzebub. Beelzebub is the Syriac translation of Baal Zebub. In the Synoptic, this word was used for Satan, the prince of devils. The title isn't popular as the title Satan. To counter them, Jesus used the principle of excluded middle which states, one thing can be being and non-being at one moment. Jesus wanted to tell them that Satan cannot be and not to be the devil when he said, "How can Satan cut out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end." Jesus can be identified with Satan because he always opposes him. He comes to destroy them and liberate people from their power. Second, using the prince of demons to cut out the demons. In the nation, the highest man is a king, the ruler of all people. If one from another country comes to oppress his people, that one must face the king. Jesus gave them a similar example. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first buy the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. Similarly, Satan is the leader of all devils. If Jesus put his hand on one devil, he must face Satan's power. Jesus has stronger power than Satan. He isn't afraid of Satan himself, let alone his member. Therefore, the scribe accusation is wrong. Second point, the sin against the Holy Spirit. The sin is all against the Holy Spirit. First of all, the Holy Spirit is the truth. His role is to help people to recognize the faultless. If one is helped by him to recognize the truth many times, but one still denies the truth, or worse, to consider the faultless is the truth, that one sinned against the Holy Spirit. In today's passage, Is it thou got power to expel an unclean spirit from a man? He also dialogued with people to help them to recognize the fullness of the scribe's accusation. And the Holy Spirit enlightened them from inside to recognize the truth. But the scribe still denied the truth and ridiculed Jesus as being possessed by unclean spirits. They committed the sin against the Holy Spirit. Second, why the sin against the Holy Spirit cannot be forgiven? The condition to be forgiven, a people must recognize, repent, and confess their sin. The one who sinned against the Holy Spirit doesn't recognize his sin to repent and to confess. That is why his sin can be forgiven. This is the problem of many modern people. They ignore their consciousness of sin and don't regard anything as sin. With such an attitude, they sin against the Holy Spirit and can be forgiven. Application in life. We must carefully think before judging others to avoid harsh and cruel criticism. We should also avoid criticism which are from pride and jealousy. To build up and to protect unity, we need to discard individualism, pride, selfishness, and rid of all forms. Unity has power to transform individuals, communities, and society. Amen.